We've got exciting guests tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, let's hope that the technology hangs, you know, holds up. But with that said, before we begin, I want to welcome everyone listening in on the Truth and Art Radio Network, right? I want to welcome those of you watching on DLive, right? And those of you watching on Rumble. Yeah. How about the crowd, you know, watching on Gab TV? And we have other locations, right? Wherever you may be. How about, yeah, and don't, let's not forget the pill.net, right? The Foxhole crowd. Yeah, so let's make sure that everyone's here. All right. We've got, what? Corey Lake is here on the Foxhole saying hello, friends. And Nels is here. How about G Fuentes? And, you know, a lot of you guys here, right? Winston O2 is dancing around. Okay, so welcome. We have CBA, right? What's your name? I lost it. All right. Okay, hey, there we go. CBABSSRN. Let us know what that stands for, by the way. How about Sweet Len? All right, so we have everyone. God bless you. All right, so with that said, I want to begin tonight by, you know, recapping to start tonight. You know, we're going to go through some stories and, you know, so we can get to our exciting guests and, you know, maybe we'll have a surprise or two tonight. We'll see. Somebody is saying, what are you talking? What Red October? Somebody's posting, you know, to begin with tonight, we have a lot of things going on, but, you know, people are saying Red October, right? But is it really Red October? I mean, where's the evidence of this Red October? You know, because Red Octobers, as we see the systematic destruction of the old guard, right? When you think of Red October, you would think, you know, that big things would be happening, which is debatable, whether, but you would expect, like, big things happening. Like, and we were told 10 days of darkness. You would expect, like, major internet outages to happen. That's not what's happening. What? Actually? All right, just kidding, folks. Right to begin tonight. Look at this. I mean, I'm not saying this is, I mean, just saying. I mean, is this Red, Red October? I mean, again, just kidding. You know, I was setting up the stage, right? Some people are saying, you know, rig for Red, right? But there it is. To start tonight, is this a sign of things to come? Just saying. And you guys know, this channel is not about speculation, but we do observe with our own two eyes what is happening. And to begin with tonight, before we get into it, folks, this is like the biggest story. Now, we don't know what really is happening, but we, those of us that follow Trump's back channel, and we have been trained to think logically, especially those that come to Truth and Art TV, we can see, folks, look at the timing here. But more than that, you know, let's get into it. Because I know that you guys, for anybody new, you know, this, we're not about putting out the news. That's no big deal. You could get this news from any website. It's about analyzing and putting it in the right context. So let's see what we can figure out what's happening here, right? Cybersecurity expert Brian Krebs explains what is known about catastrophic Facebook outage. So this, we begin with this tonight, that we have this person's coming out, right? He is coming out saying, and right, everybody's been talking about this Facebook, Instagram, WhatsApp platform, all suffering from ongoing global outages due to someone from inside Facebook updating the company's border gateway protocol records. So we have this is happening, and now, like I said here, according to New York Times reporter, employees cannot even open doors with their security cards due to catastrophic outrage. And this Krebs guy is coming out saying how it happened is clear. On Monday morning, something inside Facebook caused the company to rescind key digital records that tell computers and other devices how to find the destinations online. Yeah, whatever, Mr. Krebs. Is anybody believing? So they want us to think like okay, Mr. Krebs is telling us what's really happening. But you guys know, we don't look at stories on the surface, right? What is a little more important is the context. Take a look, people. Huge internet crisis, Facebook, Instagram, WhatsApp causes unknown. Twitter, Verizon, Google, AT&T, Telegram, others are also reporting issues as we enter Red October. Again, this may or may not. I mean, I'm not saying this is Red October. I'm just saying this is interesting. And everybody, forget the, you know, again, everybody saying it's unclear with the outage. Don't forget, people, as soon as the fake regime inaugurated itself, this has been like normal. But actually, let's keep going, right? Because there is a new story developing that may interest you tonight. And as we look, all right, I don't care about all this, right? So we have this problem. Here's the bottom line. Let me work with me, folks. Here we have this Facebook crashes globally. Here it is, people. After mainstream media heralds alleged whistleblower. This is what should grab your attention tonight. And, folks, this is very interesting. Before we get into this, I want to introduce everyone. All right, folks, you guys know that we're about the big picture. I'm going to introduce everyone to what is, if you ask me, all opinions are my own, 100% operation that was launched today. Don't forget, Facebook equals LifeLog, same thing. So LifeLog launched an operation today. And to his, so what I want to do is I want to see if I could get this. Hold on, folks. What I want to do is play. Okay. I want you to see what this is about. And all right, I had another. It doesn't matter. All right, so listen in, folks. This is to his credit. We have, well, I'll just say, you know, I'm not a big fan of Jack Posobiec, but I think he nailed it here. Listen in, ladies and gentlemen, and see if you can put all of this together. We have basically, I'm letting everyone know right now. Well, let's listen in, because we have the main person at Facebook who's been censoring everyone. She is coming out in this, basically this laughable operation, trying to get us to believe that all of a sudden she is worried about content that's on the internet that's radicalizing people. This is like, really? I mean, we have the Afghanistan operation. This is one of the most laughable operations ever. Listen in, folks. This is shocking and laughable at the same time.
Frances Haugen told us she was recruited by Facebook in 2019. She says she agreed.
So this is her. Again, listen in, folks.
The job only if she could work against misinformation, because she had lost a friend to online conspiracy theories.
Did you guys? Okay, so we have this Frances. She is worried about online conspiracy theories that cost her friend's life or her mind or whatever. And because she's so worried about conspiracy theories and this misinformation on Facebook, she is doing this 60-minute presentation with this guy. This is laughable.
Listen. I never wanted anyone to feel the pain that I had felt. And I had seen how high the stakes were in terms of making sure there was high quality information.
Remember, folks, when you see these demonic faces, this is how badly they need to control you. This is about power to these demons.
Facebook.
At headquarters, she was assigned to Civic Integrity, which worked on risks to elections, including misinformation. But after this past election, there was a turning point.
They told us we're dissolving Civic Integrity. Like, they basically said, oh, good, we made it.
Hey, stupid, I'm not going to say the word. Would you like to discuss how you guys funded those drop boxes in Georgia for which all of you guys are going to go to jail?
Through the election. There wasn't riots. We can get rid of Civic Integrity now. Fast forward a couple months, we got the insurrection. And when they got rid of...
Fast forward, we got this insurrection for which the FBI has already officially come out and said there was no insurrection. So these are enemies, folks. You guys, hardcore enemies of we the people. They're bold-faced lying to our faces.
Civic Integrity. It was the moment where I was like, I don't trust that they're willing to actually invest what needs to be invested to keep Facebook from being dangerous.
Facebook says the work of Civic Integrity was distributed to other units.
Led. By the way, new polling shows Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg is less popular than former President Donald Trump. And is.
So there it is, people. Endorsing this fresh new operation is Mika Brzezinski. So to his credit, let's listen in. Jack Posobiec chimes in really nicely tonight. God bless him.
Son Don Jr., director of polling at the Institute of Politics at Harvard University, John Della Volpe, tweeted this chart. It shows Zuckerberg with a favorability of 27% compared to 31% for Don Jr. and 44% for the former president. Della Volpe also noted that younger Americans like Zuckerberg, the least, just 21% of 18 to 24-year-olds had a favorable view of the Facebook founder.
Zuckerberg really has become, David, the big tobacco executives, like
he
in
is,
the 80s.
That's enough of this.
Of a platform, of a media company that doesn't seem to care about...
Okay. Oh, I
got to bring in Jack Posobiec.
Well, before we bring in Jack Posobiec to break this down, folks, this is laughable. Again, I mean, if you're going to do an operation like this, why would you insert Mika Brzezinski into it? Come on, folks. But anyway, I love his analysis.
No, he's been on this last night. One thing you called. You told me last night, you said you watch Morning Joe. Mika and Joe will be
all over this.
He'll be all over this. Go ahead.
Look. As a guy who used to be in the intel community, you know, let me just get like guys, come on. When you're doing a psyop through the media, you can't be this obvious. You just can't be this obvious. Like, you're hitting every note. It's covert, not overt, right? It's called covert operations.
And the great thing about this is that we know that, yeah, we believe you, sir, that Jack Posobiec knows a thing or two about psyops. But and the other big thing I want to make clear to everyone, folks, this operation with Facebook, this is 5D chess. We talked about last week where this hearing with General Milley and McKinsey, right, these guys, and Lloyd Austin, that was a 5D chess. That whole hearing was 5D chess. What? Would you like me to tell you what I would have said to Biden? So I'm telling you what I said to him without telling you what I said to him. So that was 5D chess that we watched last week. This is, again, this operation overall with Facebook going down, this 5D chess.
Not overt operations.
Listen,
there weren't any riots, but then we had the insurrection. And Scott Pelley, of course it's Scott Pelley, because this plays to the midwit, so of course Scott Pelley's leading the charge. Yes, tell me more about how misinformation is destroying our country and why we need more big government censorship of that election misinformation. You got to take down the war room. You got to take down Lindell. You got to take down Human Events. Those are the people that are ruining this country, but only... Let me explain. So the government needs to step in, and there's no discussion of, you know, this is how you get around the Constitution. This is how you get around freedom of speech. You need to, this is what they do. And so typically, look.
Also, they want to get into Telegram and shut down the America First Audits group. All these groups.
It's all analyzed. I wanted you guys to hear some of that for the sake of time. You know, I just want to throw that out. This is obvious. And I just want to cover a couple other stories. Be aware, folks. This is. Again, I don't put stuff out just for the sake of you seeing that it's out there. You guys know about this. This Lieutenant Colonel Scheller rejects Trump support. I don't need or want your help. And the interesting thing about this is that this forces people to reflect on where they get their news from. And he's coming out. Look, he's coming after Trump. President Trump, I was told by everyone to kiss the ring because of your following and power. I refuse. This Lieutenant Colonel Scheller is coming out. While I respect your foreign policy positions, I hate how you divided the country, which is laughable. Yeah, right. Yeah, where do you get your news from, sir? But anyway, the point that I want to make, and he comes out. Tell your son, Don Jr., right, to stop tweeting about me. Your whole family knows nothing about us or our sacrifices. I'm going to say this. And in the same post, he criticized former President Barack Obama, Bill Clinton, and George Bush. God bless him. But he also scolds General Flynn, Petraeus, and James Mattis. So I believe this guy is being honest. And the right-wing media is attacking him. And, you know, they gave him, you know, he raised $2 million for his family. Now they're saying, well, maybe we'll take some of the money back. But the point that I want to make with my audience, this guy proves what I've been saying all along. Obviously, he thinks on his own in terms of, even if he's deceived, he's thinking on his own. He doesn't like Obama either. I pretty much know where he gets his news from. I'll just tell you guys. Alternative media. He's Group D. But all that aside, don't forget, people, in the eyes of people like this, this goes to prove what I've been saying for a long time. Folks, if you go by the optics alone, yeah, you have the MAGA crowd that loves Trump. But I could give people a long list of things that Trump didn't do that he could have done. What he doesn't know is, hey, Lieutenant Colonel Scheller, you should have came to the Q Drops. You should have came to Truth in RTV. If he follows Trump's back channel, he would get it. But because he never followed the intel drops, folks, these people that are saying that Trump is great and all that, I mean, you could make an argument. Why didn't he activate the military to fix the problem with the election? Why didn't he stop the mainstream media? Why didn't he write, why didn't he restore the Smith-Muntz Act? Right there, January of 2017. Why, hey, Trump, why are you on the side of the media? So in other words, his argument, he lives by the optics. He actually has a reasonable argument. I think he's wrong saying that Trump was dividing people. But for someone who doesn't know what's really happening, optics are important, folks. And again, this is my big lesson tonight, the point that I'm trying to make. If you understand that some people live by the optics, they are not all going to love Trump because he can think on his own. He's seeing that Trump didn't do anything about the election. And like I've told people, if you arguably, somebody could say that Trump committed, you know, I'm not going to say it, but you could argue that Trump walking away, and if he really handed this deep state, handed the entire country to the deep state, how's that not treason? Logical thinking. See, the only piece missing in all of this, boom, is the storm, sir. He doesn't know about the storm. But again, people, I think he's being honest, and the right-wing media is going to destroy this guy. But whatever, that's what happens. My people perish because of lack of knowledge, the Bible says. All right? And let's just review. Let's review a couple things, right? Let's just go through a couple stories, and then we'll bring in our guests, right? We have Biden coming out playing his cards. Two people, Biden blames Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema for dividing Democrats. He created this wedge because he can't get his little $3.5 trillion agenda because they are blocking. We already talked about these two last night. Don't put it out of the reach of the white hats that they would use some of these people. Not saying they are, but be aware of that. And again, people, we showed everyone this shocking video. last night how they were harassing Sinema, right, in the bathroom. And now look what they're doing to Joe Manchin people in the yachts.
Anybody from West Virginia? We
yes.
Look what they're
Four
doing,
West
people.
Virginia.
They are harassing this guy. Let me go to the back part of this video. Take a look, people. These demons. Look at that. Let me turn off the volume. Look what these people are doing. They are harassing right there. Senator Manchin, they don't care. So be aware of this new tactic, right? And be aware that if you ask the old man about these tactics, he is coming out. Right here, today, people. The old man says what? It's all part of the process. And this was slick because he said, yeah, well, I don't think that Biden said he doesn't think that they're appropriate tactics, but then he goes on to pretty much condone it. That is how the Democrats work, all right? And then, again, here we go again. You guys know every night we do this. Psaki is coming out, argues with Newsmax reporter Emerald Robinson, refuses to say if Hunter Biden has divested from Chinese government-linked firm. And this one, folks, listen in. You can't make this up. She is reinventing herself every night.
How was that to start trade talks back with them? There was concern when President Biden took office about his son's business dealings with China. He was supposed to divest himself of his stake in a Chinese private equity firm in December with ties to the Chinese central bank. As of April, he had not yet done that. And at some point, you are going to get back to us on that. Do you have an update on that? Has he dissolved that interest now?
She's moved on from circle back to you.
I'd point you to his representatives on that. He doesn't work in the administration. I would say, though, Emerald, that...
But I'm going to spare you the rest because tonight is a different show. But she goes on to talk about everything except that, and then she comes back to... Again, folks, I point you to his representative on that. No one's ever done this before. He doesn't work in the administration. They're asking pointedly, Emerald Robinson is, about Hunter Biden not divulging his investment, his stake in the Chinese private equity firm. This is a straightforward question. Be aware of that. And, all right, folks, be aware that in Pennsylvania we have this 3-child limit legislation coming out of nowhere. Forced sterilization, that's never going to pass, but be aware that these radicals, they're bold enough to introduce it and at least know who this guy is. Christopher M. Rabb in Pennsylvania. Introducing forced sterilization while the illegal immigrants are coming in at 100 miles an hour. They're all just flooding in. They don't have to sterilize. Think about it. And all right. What I'll do is I want to also throw this out so we can get into our special guest tonight. Be aware of this, right? Human resource giant ADP is now sorting vaccinated from unvaccinated in employee profiles, if you could believe that. And this is a giant human resource company, right? It's a comprehensive global provider of cloud-based human capital management. So it's a global operation. A global human resource company. And now they are separating vaccinated from unvaccinated, as this image shows. They're trying to get your status. And really, I'll come back to this another time, but everyone should be familiar with this because this is what it's all about right here. Stakeholder capitalism. That is what allows them to do that. That is what we're seeing with these global big corporations, and that is why this company is doing this. Because they are now in global, this is stakeholder capitalism. We went over this on the members channel, but be aware that this is a form of capitalism in which what? Companies seek long-term value creation by what? Taking into account the needs of all their stakeholders and society at large. That's how they're doing, all right? Again, folks, we covered this on the members channel. several months ago. And finally, I just want to throw a couple, two things, and then we'll bring in our guests. Hopefully they're ready. We'll see. Let me get my... How are we doing? All right. So I think our guests are almost ready. All right. Give me the thumbs up. All right. So, all right. So, well, before we come to our guests, check it out. We have this story. I want to put this out. What is this, people? Is this a big deal? Hold on. Hold on. All right. You got to turn your... I need you guys to turn off your turn off the volume on that. Yes, it is. All right, hang on. We're doing great. Hang on. All right, so I also want to throw this out, ladies and gentlemen. This, check it out, that all of a sudden we have like what appears to be a purging going on in Australia. Look at the timing of what is happening in Australia. What do you think? All right, we'll come back to this. And finally, I want to play this video, folks, to listen in. This is to introduce our guest tonight. See what you think, folks.
I'm going to let all of you in on a little secret. You and all of you at home watching this on live stream, all of you are the plan.
I mean, can you even imagine how great we would be if we could just correctly identify and solve the problems that we're facing?
If you have not found out why you were born, you got to go outside this door and figure it out. Because you're not going to be effective on this battlefield until you understand why you are here.
If you have accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, it is your job to take up authority, whether it be locally or whether it be federally, whatever it is.
You heard General Flynn say it. You heard Sidney Powell say it yesterday. You need to get involved locally in the grassroots, whatever it is that you can do.
Yeah, people make fun of America. They take pot shots. But in their core, they know this is the last hope for freedom.
You got to look yourself in the mirror every day, guys. Every day when you wake up, you got to look yourself in the mirror. And you have to say, are you doing the right thing? Are you living by the right course, by codes, by values?
Because they're going to try and call us all kinds of things. But the one thing that I know that they won't say is they won't say that we are for God and we are for country and we are patriots. They won't say that because that's who we are.
We need to change our focus. Because I see a lot of this in the Patriot movement. I see social media posts every single day where we're doing nothing but complaining. Stop complaining. We're patriots, damn it. And what do patriots do? We win!
Right there, ladies and gentlemen. Now, with that said, I would like to introduce, if you guys are ready, I want to introduce the coordinators of this Patriot Voice. Folks, let's go to the website. That is, if I could get to the website, where's that? All right. Let's go here. Oh, it's on my other browser. Here we go. Let's go to the website right here, folks, and take a look. And that is the coordinators of this event. And that would be John and Amy. Now, this is QAnon John and Queen Anon Amy, right? John, Amy, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can. Thank you so much for having us on the show. We're so excited.
Awesome. John, as long as you guys keep the volume on that, on your other device off, we'll be fine. I think everyone can hear you guys. Let's go.
You guys hear us all right?
Yeah, we can hear you. We lost the image.
Awesome.
There we go. Here we go. There we go.
Can you guys see us?
You're coming in and out. So let's do this. All right. There you go. You're coming in and out. You are on right now.
In and out. I'm on.
Yeah, you're on. Your video is cutting in and out.
Excellent.
Let's hear. Hold on a second. Okay, let's see here. Let's see if we could. We can hear you, though.
Can you hear us?
We can hear you. Yes, we can.
Yes.
We cannot see you. We could see you a second ago, but you cut off.
I'm on cellular data.
Oh, it says John Q has been turned off to save bandwidth. There you go. There you go.
I'm on cellular.
All right, you're back. Oh, you went away again. All right, so. Well, let's do this. Let's talk about what, you know.
Oh, we're popping in and out. Okay.
You're popping in and out. For some reason. Let's see here.
Let me try to connect to their Wi-Fi. Hold on one second.
All right, folks. Let's. Since you guys.
All
right. So while we're figuring that out, ladies and gentlemen, as you saw in that video, this is John and Amy. They've done a lot to bring people together, right? This is a big event. We have a lot of patriots coming together. This event, I mean, this is the last thing that the deep state wants. They don't want people to get together. And, you know, this is all, if you ask me, this is all part of the Great Awakening. Somebody says, just take the audio. Well, we got them on video again. We can see you. Well, you just disappeared. You're in and out.
So I think we're good to go.
No, he just said we disappeared.
Okay, so you're back. All right, everybody can see you and hear you. Say hello.
Yeah. Hey, what's going on, guys?
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, this is John and Amy. They've done a lot. John, Amy, you know, tell us, you know, a little bit about yourself, as brief as you can, and what made you start doing these events, these Patriot Double Down events, right? Well, it's for God and Country events. Tell us.
Well, I would say really what started it is that John had been deplatformed by so many platforms like everybody else. He had developed a pretty large following, and we had been asked to speak on a panel in South Dakota.
Yes.
A year from this past for July. And
it was at the QBQ.
It was
at
QBQ, and it was amazing. We met
so
many.
Small little get-together rule thing, but it was really cool.
We met so many fellow patriots. It was really cool. And a lot of people even came there on their own and were like, I just needed to be around my patriot family. This is amazing.
What year was that?
It was 2020.
2020.
Oh, okay.
July 4th of 2020. And at that time, we realized, you know, patriots need each other. And when John was deplatformed, like so many others, I said to John, because I was still not deplatformed yet, I said, so many people are looking for you and trying to find you and dependent on you for their news. You've got to have some sort of website or something, a podcast, something where people can find you. And so John started the Patriot Voice. And
the Patriot Voice, yes, was kind of supposed to originally be a podcast, exactly what you said, yes.
Oh, okay.
We decided to kick it off with an event, just an event for our Patriot family, and it's just mushroomed into something bigger than we ever expected.
It really
it's been
did.
Amazing.
It's been incredible. I mean, I can't even believe we have come this far in such a short amount of time, you know, and made all the incredible relationships and friendships that we have in this movement. But, you know, we did our first event in Dallas, the Patriot Roundup, as you guys saw in the beginning opening video. There was some snippets from that, and that was a truly incredible experience, I think, for both Amy and I.
It was.
And everyone else involved. I mean, there was nothing but rave reviews.
The talk about grassroots, I mean, that was us by the seat of our pants.
Oh, it was totally grassroots, and really, really, it was the seat of our pants, absolutely.
We wanted to just really have a gathering of patriots, and it was, you know, following the election and the January 6th, the inauguration, everything, and so many people were losing hope, and we said, we just need to put a patriot gathering together, and we were fortunate to have made contact, again, on a very grassroots level, no connection of any kind, we're not, we've had no connection.
No,
we were able to reach out to Sidney Powell and secure her, the speaker, and then General Flynn, and it just started to mushroom into something bigger than we expected. And we thought, okay, God's placed this in our hands as an opportunity that we need to treat with the utmost reverence and respect and excellence. And so we ramped it up and went for it, and it ended up being an amazing event, and we're so grateful for it. We're doing it again,
and we're doubling down this time. So this time it's going to be
awesome,
a lot more explosive, I think, than the first time, in a lot of different ways. And also, the timing isn't any coincidence. This is red October, obviously.
Okay.
You know, you saw today with what happened with the Facebook outage. You know, everybody had glued to other circumstances that are taking place. So I think it's perfect lead up right into what we're doing. I mean, that's just the beginning of the month. I mean, what else is going to happen this month, right?
Exactly.
But we started off October with a bang.
we certainly did. But I think that this is kind of like the last stand, like the last bastion of, hope and freedom that I think we might have for a little while. I think October is going to be a rough month from what I think. And I also think that going into November, things are going to look very bleak, but our event is going to bring that last bit of light that people need, to understand what's about to unfold. Because there's so much going on that, I can't even get into right now. But it's just going to be...
And by the way, we don't have this awesome wine cellar. This is not ours. We're in a particular location.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that later, but that's okay. For everybody's sake, let me jump in. So I want, so a lot of people may or may not know that, John, you appeared in a documentary, right? Was it for CBS? Who was that? Where you stepped in and to fill in the blank and to see if you could reach some of these sheep out there, right?
Yes, I did a little docuseries on CBS. They approached me, I think, April 2020 and asked if I wanted to expand a little bit about QAnon. So I took that opportunity to get the message out about the truth about the operation and what it entails and how much goes into it, and to kind of dispel a lot of the rumors of the mainstream media regarding the subject. Right.
Okay. We lost you on video, but we can hear you. All right.
You lost me on video. I can see myself, but
okay.
There we go. I can. Yeah.
Well, no, we lost you.
So anyhow,
all right, so we'll come back to me. Okay, go ahead. We lost the video, but go ahead, keep talking. Okay, you're back. Oh, you're back in and out. Oh, you're back. You're back. Okay. Up and you left again. All right.
Yeah, I'm like, pop goes the weasel, right?
So, and for everybody's sake, John and Amy, they're in an undisclosed location, right? So maybe that has something to do with the signal going in and out. But go ahead. Go on.
The signal isn't the best here, but we're going to make the best of it. And, we really just wanted to kind of set out to do something different than what a lot of the other Patriot events that we saw popping up were. We really wanted to bring the real players to the table with this one.
Yeah.
Right.
And we've learned a lot. Since we started getting involved in these different circles within this movement, about who really trusts, and I can see there's, this is something I was talking to you about earlier, Bernie, is that there's kind of a little bit of a split going on in the movement right now. There's a lot of division, and we hope to kind of bring some clarity to that with who we offer at our events, the people who are pulling the real weight and doing. The heavy lifting behind the scenes, really, is what it is.
Kind of like distinguish the identities.
Am I still off?
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, please.
Yeah. No, I was just wondering if I was... I couldn't tell if my video is still going. And
You came in briefly. And now you're back. So let's see if we can keep you here. All right, awesome. So everybody can see you guys. And you're a little bit louder. All right, let's see what happens. Okay, so that's very valuable information, as everyone can hear. So we're talking about, that there is a chemistry, and, you know, this movement is about unity, and, you know, there's a lot of different paradigms going out there, and maybe this event will spark people, bring them together, and maybe give people that last bit of hope before what could be, if, you know, we have Biden talking about a dark winter, and we have Fauci the fraud, right, talking about the dark winter. I think they're obviously planning things. They're not just saying that because, you know, they're just saying, right? They know what they are saying. They're trying to get everyone ready.
Absolutely. Well, they're clamping down harder, Bernie, because the fact of the matter is they've lost the narrative. They've lost control. The only way to keep people in fear, to keep them buying the lie, is to, you know, clamp down even harder on, you know, the current narratives that are in place. And a lot of people are really breaking their programming. You can see that all across the country with the FJB chants, right?
You know, right. Everyone's exactly. Tired of it. Oh, the go. What is it? Go, Brandon. We love Brandon. Absolutely. Is that?
Let's go, Brandon.
Or let's go, Brandon. Okay.
Let's go, Brandon. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
come on, they think we're so stupid, you know. And Ted Nugent said it best when in this video. I don't know. Did you see the video?
I saw it circulating. Oh, we lost your video again. But yeah, I saw that circulating. Hopefully, your video will come back in a second.
He was asked about the, you know, the vaccine and everything, and he started dying like a shit. Like,
yeah, there you go.
They'll understand that language.
They'll understand that language. It's so funny, you know. He's just like, you know, that's right. You know, it really is like that. Like, these people don't know how to think for themselves and don't know how to make educated decisions based on looking at something other than the current narrative that's being forced. And that's
right.
It's quite dangerous.
And events like ours, I think, really threaten that, unfortunately. But that's why we have called it the double down. I mean, we have our first event. We were canceled. We were hit pieces were written about us. We had to change course a couple weeks before the event. The same thing has happened with this one. From venue changes to our ticket platform canceling us and us having to have a new one rebuilt.
Yeah, it's the attacks have been relentless. The spiritual warfare is at an all-time high on this event. And that's how we know that we're hitting smack dab in the center of the target where we need to be.
Right. I mean, that's a big issue. A lot of attacks, a lot of the writers. You and I have talked about this, what they are doing. So hopefully we'll get you guys on video again. We lost the video.
We need the video. There's something important I have to show you guys. So we need the video.
Okay, so let's see what we can do. Okay, you guys are back. Whatever you did, well, you're coming in and out.
Oh, awesome!
Did you do anything?
It says that you're back again. So I don't know. Right. So let's get you back on video. There you guys go.
Back.
All right, so, if, you know, you said you have a surprise for us, or should we, I mean, look here. We want to thank you as a group. I wanted my audience, and I see people are commenting. A lot of people apparently saw the Ted Nugent thing. So others are commenting, you know, somebody says Ted can't understand code. And somebody says, after all, there's no going back to the good old days, Patriot. Exactly. So I agree with you, John. And Amy, that we are in this is a precipice, no going back. This is winner take all. We're not playing around.
That is
for sure. So, all right. I encourage people to come to this event. Again, people, this is the Patriot Double Down event right here in Las Vegas coming up in a couple weeks where all of us are excited. The list of speakers are impressive. I mean, no matter how many ways you look at it.
Let's go through that list.
Let's go through the list. Let me do this. Yeah, let me pull it up. I've got it pulled up right now. What I want to do is pull it up and put it on my other browser so that people can see it, and I can go back and forth to you and to them. All right. So there. All right. I'm showing everyone the site now. You want to walk us through this?
Sure.
Yeah, we'll help you walk through it as long as we can see it.
Sure. Or we can go to you. Well, I have it on the screen now. So we have the surprise guests.
There's a couple of surprise guests.
Of surprise guests.
And they are going to be extremely excited.
Bernie, start at the bottom.
Let's start at the bottom.
to
Bella Popa.
She is one of our singers, and we've got some great entertainment there. Maybe one thing with our events that's different from others is we don't just have the speakers and just the conference aspect. We, with our tickets, comes the entertainment piece. So on Saturday night, there will be a Las Vegas dinner show that we recreate. Sunday night, there will be a rooftop party and concert. So there will be another musical act added to this list, but what we have already is amazing. We have Bella Popa singing. We have JT Wild, who will be performing. He's incredible.
Yes.
We have Mark Winston Kirk and his band.
Okay.
And JT White Hat. Amazing.
Yes, she's the number one.
That's the entertainment.
That's the entertainment so far, but there will be
really
announced very soon.
She's the number one DJ in Texas.
The number one female DJ in Texas.
Oh, there. All right, there it is, people. The number one female. Okay,
so, and then. Right there on the website.
All right, and so we have, you know, quite a few guests. How'd you want to do? You want to go over some of these guests, or whatever you want to do.
Absolutely. So, Mark, I can see on the screen there, Mark Winston Kirk, you know, he is an actual Grammy winner, and he's extremely talented. Country, he does rock covers, very, very talented. Darlene Swaffer, she's running for Congress.
Okay, you might want to, can you lower the volume on the feedback?
Yeah, sure, absolutely. And can you, is that better?
Yeah, much better. Thank you.
Okay, awesome. Okay, so, yeah, she's running for Congress in Florida, and she's very much in the know about everything that's going on. So, you know, she's going to be a really awesome...
That's Darlene Swaffer?
Darlene Swaffer.
Okay, there it is, people. And then we have Jason Frank.
Jason Frank.
Who has been... a lot of people, and I hate to always do this, but that's when people first know him. There was a very famous picture of Jason Frank helping that veteran to the stage
right.
at a Trump rally. But Jason has done so much for Save the Children, and it's been an absolute activist. He's just incredible and an absolute patriot. We love Jason, and he's got a great message. He was with us in Dallas.
Yeah.
Right, and I did speak to Jason today, ironically, and I will also vouch for him, you know, ironically, because... You know, I guess he's in town, I guess. But that's a man with a big heart, isn't he?
Huge heart. He's an amazing person.
All right. And for everyone's sake, again, this is the patriot in the Trump rally. Years ago, we were talking about this guy carrying this World War II veteran, right, down the stairs. So this is what he's famous for. Let's go to that image again. So that you guys can see Jason Frank. All right. So, okay, who else?
Okay, where's the... Let's bring up the...
We have Alan Fountain.
Alan Fountain was not with us in Dallas, but John and I have both been followers of Alan a very long time.
Yes.
He's an incredible writer. But Alan, researcher. Incredible researcher.
But he was also abused by the deep state, and he's going to come out and talk about that. And
okay.
He's, you know, going to really, I mean... set off a lot of waves.
Okay.
But
all right.
We're really excited to hear your story.
And then we have this weird guy here. We'll skip Bernie here, right? Okay. And then we have who's Bernie? Yeah. Yeah, well, this guy right here, John, it's going to bring, you think the deep state, I have created problems for the deep state over the years, and wait till they see what is going to happen, you know, in a few weeks.
Oh,
right?
Man, I can't. Wait, I cannot wait.
All right. Oh, I lost the video of you guys. We were doing good there.
The hold of this live stream. It is going to be a slaughterhouse.
All right, you're back. Oh, you're back. Oh, you're back. You're trying to come back. There it is. You're back again. Let's say hello. We have John and Amy back. All right, so let's keep going. We have the Kate Awakening. Nancy Pelosi doesn't. Is this? No. This is the other person. I'm thinking of someone else. Okay, I'm thinking of the beauty parlor one. But, okay, we have Kate Awakening. She's been spreading nuclear bombs for a while, too.
She's been very active on Twitter and now also with We the Media on Telegram.
Kate Buckley.
Great researcher.
Kate Buckley. She's a great researcher. Great researcher.
A good friend, too.
We're thrilled to have her back.
Exactly. Kate, and then you have Jordan. Same thing.
Jordan, you know, needs no introduction, obviously. He's been around for a long time. Great researcher and professional shit stirrer, as Rolling Stone called it.
Okay, there it is. And then, and we have Zach, Mr. Red Pill 78.
That's right.
All right.
Another guy who needs no introduction. He's got one of the
needs no introduction. And let's we'll just kind of keep going here. We got Brad Getz. He's a great talk about a great patriot, right?
Oh, you love Brad, man. Brad's like a brother to me. His content is incredible. I mean, he's got some of the best Red Pill videos I've ever seen. And he all puts right, very easy to understand.
All right, folks, there it is. So let's keep going, and we have Vicky O'Brien is. Well,
Vicky will not be joining us.
Vicky, she will not. No, there's a scheduling conflict.
Okay, so let's go. And then we have the Edamy and Beverly, but you know, these two, they're just good friends. And a lot of people, let me expand the, let me get this so people can see them both at the same time. But these two women are about as fiery as they get, right?
Oh, they are firecrackers.
They are.
Like you wouldn't believe, absolutely.
The intro video for Bevelin at the Dallas event was her in New York City in front of Trump Tower with the van, with Rashida Edmy had a bunch of paint covering up the Black Lives Matter that was painted in the street. And she was saying,
right,
you know, police lives matter, Jesus lives matter. Fund the police. This was when the defund the police was happening. And they're just fire and amazing
total fire.
Women of God. And
right,
we're thrilled to have
that. Absolutely. They were amazing in Dallas.
And we've got the Commander's Artist. There he is, the Commander's Artist. He'll be joining us.
Love the Commander's Artist.
All right, and the audience is familiar with the Commander's Artist, his work. And we have Coy Griffin. Anybody in particular you want to tell us about?
Well, the Commander's Artist, I mean, he's the personal artist for General Flynn, Sidney Powell, right. Lynn Wood, Trump. Extremely talented. He's done Prince of Us. I mean, he's just an amazing human being, and we're honored to have him. He's a great friend.
And my audience is familiar with the Commander's Artist. His work speaks for itself, right? Unbelievable. And
he will have pieces for auction. He will have an auction.
So I think he's going to be running our auction.
He's going to be the one running the auction.
All right. Commander's Artist with the Patriot. All right. So be aware, people, the Commander's Artist auction. And we have more people, right? He's new to the group, and we have Coy Griffin?
Yes, yep. Cowboys for Trump. And he was one of the many people who he was arrested for praying on the Capitol grounds, was put in solitary.
It's so awful what they did to him.
And he fought quite a story. And
he did absolutely nothing wrong. Right. And he's willing to come out and be bold and brave and speak about what they did. Right.
Okay, so, and then we have, let me switch my camera. All right, we have Victor Avila is going to be at the event.
Yes, Victor Avila. He wrote a book called Agent Under Fire, and it's been a pretty renowned book. I mean, from what I understand, I think even President Trump gave him a shout-out at one point, but he is a former Border Patrol agent. One of his buddies was killed with him during a mission.
Okay.
So he's got a really amazing story to tell.
All right.
And so we're going to be doing a border panel.
We'll have a border panel among some other panels.
Yes.
There it is. There's a lot of these speakers on panels, too, because we've got so many topics to cover, like the election, like the border, a lot of things.
Right.
Then we have none other than Patel Patriot.
Okay, Patel Patriot, I'm hearing that name a lot. And, you know, okay.
Yeah.
That's not what he looks like, right? Okay. All right.
Visible lately, but at that time he hadn't really put him.
Maybe we'll put an
actual
picture of him.
Yeah.
All right, and for everybody new, this is the person who really rolled out this idea that we are watching a devolution of the old guard. And so if you want to know more about that, above and beyond everything we've talked about on this channel, that's your guy right there, ladies and gentlemen. All right, and then we have Christian, who I had a chance to meet. We know that he works for Project Veritas. Tell us about Christian.
It's so awesome to have Christian there representing Project Veritas. I mean, he's become a good friend. And, you know, he's always dropping bombs, and he's always helping behind the scenes over there, you know, helping them get exposed more information. So that's going to be really exciting. In fact, I'm working on getting a personal video from James O'Keefe as well. You can't make it a
there
personal,
it is.
I believe he will be doing a video for us.
Yes.
So that's really exciting.
That's exciting. All right. So hopefully, there it is, people. James O'Keefe, I got a chance to meet Christian. I told Christian that, to me, he might as well be James O'Keefe's brother. They have the same exact mannerisms. But anyway, all that aside, let's keep going, right? So then we have, this guy is like the funniest guy on the planet, right? Andre Popa.
Oh, Andre is amazing.
Explosive Andre Popa. He's an amazing MC. He's got a story of his own. He's a huge patriot, but he keeps that crowd on fire. So,
but he's used to moving crowds of like 10 to 20,000 people.
Yeah.
So he's like the perfect MC for our event.
Right.
Explosive just like he was in Dallas. He was amazing.
And this is a skilled guy. He's really good at what he does.
Oh.
And he's got a lot of good things to say, too, about life, as he saw in that video, right?
Really does.
Talking about people being negative. Yeah, how about being, I love, what he had to say there. All right, and then we have the
full guy, sorry. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We're scrolling our way up. Let's keep going, right? We have Evangelist Sean Galladay. This guy is fired up.
Oh, you want to talk about fire. Holy Spirit fire, man.
One wants to miss our church service at our event.
We're going to have a very good church service.
It's just, he's incredible. And everyone who came away from that was like, wow.
They couldn't believe it.
No, he doesn't hold back. I mean, he got up there and started talking about the pandemic and how churches are becoming centers for vaccines and that's not what, that's not what we're called to do. That's not what the church is called to do. And we're...
he was out there telling the truth, man, and just... moving an entire room. I mean, we brought, 50, 60 people to Christ on stage during an altar call. So it was very genuine. I mean, that's the kind of stuff that needs to happen, in order to bring forth the revival that we all want to see.
Yeah.
So, exactly. All right. Thank you there. And I will back up what John and Amy are saying. This guy, I think he had like 10 altar calls that day. And people, we're at that moment where people are looking for a solution. And now is the time, folks, to reach out to people about the gospel. Don't get me started on that topic. All right. So as we move on, we have Rachel Hamm is with us. Tell us about her.
Yes, Rachel Hamm. So Rachel Hamm is running for Secretary of State in California.
Okay.
We have a few other candidates like Rachel as well. For example, Christina Caramo, who's running for Secretary of State in Michigan. And one thing we wanted to do that we don't see it a lot at a lot of events is having a coalition of candidates.
No.
I mean, we've got to see the candidates out there in front of the people. These are the people that we have to go
it's
to.
It's super important.
Nobody, we're the ones who make change.
Nobody's hosting any of the candidates at any of the other ConservaCon events or even at CPAC. Like, nobody's, giving these people a voice. And we are willing, not only are we willing, we want to give these people a voice. Because we feel that important that people, their constituents know their names, know what they're getting, and know that they're America first, and that they're going to help us take back our country.
Yeah.
Okay.
Super important.
All right. With that said, let's see what else.
Christina Caramo, who's our next one. Christina Caramo. She's she's Michigan.
Another candidate. Right.
Yes, and she's been endorsed by President Trump. So
boom.
Boom. I mean,
exactly.
Nothing else needs to be said. Obviously, she's on the target, and she's super excited to be a part of the event. We're super excited to have her. So.
And she's a Christian. Apologist. I love it. All right. So there it is. Another candidate. And then there it is. We have Wendy Rogers. Senator Wendy Rogers. American hero.
We have Senator Wendy Rogers. Yep. She's a firecracker as well. I love reading her tweets.
She will be talking, I'm sure, heavily about decertification.
Yes, that's what I think she's going to focus on decertification.
Okay.
How big of a deal it is. So,
right.
We will be having an audit. Super panel, and she will very likely be a part of that, as well as the three speakers above her on this list.
Okay.
Yes, we're going to have a couple different panels, actually.
Yeah, order panel, audit super panel, candidates panel, and possibly an Afghanistan
panel.
Okay. I hear myself in the background there.
That's a okay. special guest, though, that we're not going to announce just yet, but okay. it's going to be pretty awesome.
Okay, so there it is. A lot coming up. A lot is brewing there. And then we have another representative, right? Leo Biasucci?
Am I Leo pronouncing that? Biasucci, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Arizona representative. Him, Sonny Borelli, Senator Sonny Borelli, and Representative Mark Fincham are basically the trifecta that are spearheading the audits.
The trifecta, right there.
The audits would not have happened. The first audit would not have happened. And it's so historic that we couldn't just not have them there. So,
yeah, so they will definitely be the,
will definitely
the
be
face
it,
of that
the face.
Super
panel. Okay, so, and that concludes. Okay, that really wraps the special guests. So let's round the corner. We have Evan Siet, right? And who we had here on this channel talking about, right, this whole the supremacist movement. The woke supremacist. Yeah. Woke. And Evan, this guy is a great writer.
For those of you who don't know, he wrote the Al Smith speech that, you know, Trump used to roast Hillary Clinton in the 2016 campaign.
Right.
He's a brilliant. It was brilliant.
And he's also done a couple speeches for Trump.
He's had a couple speeches for Trump and also worked with
Ted Cruz.
On the,
And then he worked with, that's where he started. And then he actually started working with Steve Bannon. That's how they got. That's how he got to Trump, Steve Bannon. Yeah.
And he was a top advisor for Ted Cruz, it says here. So this guy is one intelligent gentleman, I will say that. And then there's the lovely, right, Juanita Broderick. Tell us about
her. We love her. She's amazing.
She is about as funny as they get.
You would never guess, like, the amount of, like the intensity of her tweets, you know. But they're just so, like, she's got a total sailor mouth, and I love every single moment of it. Like, it's a guilty pleasure. I just go on her Twitter and like look for and start laughing because she's so funny and we
she's
love her.
Awesome.
I mean, she's become like she's amazing.
And she's like this symbol of courage, right? Think about what it takes to do
absolutely.
What she did. That's what courage
look
is
at
all
what
about.
She went through. Look at what she went through. I mean, what she went through is absolutely horrific for any female, but she went through it with Bill Clinton.
Exactly.
You know, obviously, we don't even need to get into that. But.
Right? Think about it. With all the people being Arkansas-ed, the courage that it takes for her, that's unbelievable.
Oh, absolutely.
And then we have the one and only Jason Sullivan, the wizard of Twitter.
And he's become a very, very good friend and close confidant. And we love you, Jason. Thanks for watching. Yeah, I mean, obviously,
he's got a lot to say, too.
He's got a lot to say.
Sure, he sure does.
He was able to revolutionize the digital landscape with his technology, and that's going to benefit us all moving forward with some announcements he's going to make at the Double Down. So you don't want to miss that.
There it is, people. Jason Sullivan, he's full. He's got a
he
lot
also
of things.
Heavily influenced. Not to cut you off, but he has also heavily influenced the outcome of the 2016 election.
He
in
sure
an operation called Operation Swarm, if you guys want to go look that up.
Operation
never admit it. Operation Swarm, I believe it was called.
Okay.
But you might want to go look that up.
Okay, there it is. Operation Swarm. And, you know, I can't say enough. This guy is, he's an action kind of guy. So, I mean, I think he's a big
absolutely.
American hero, 100%. And then we have Dr. Stella Emanuel's even. How'd you guys get her?
Yes.
She's not. I don't think she's easy to book.
She's not. But
she's
you know
not.
What? We talked to her and she saw that our heart about this and we really connected with her and she wanted to do it and we're thrilled to have her.
Oh my God!
She is
so excited.
Talk about brave. I mean, that woman is brave.
And she is a firecracker. Very, very intelligent and obviously very in tune with the Holy Spirit. And
right,
you know, she's going to bring that fire just like Babylon had me. Pastor Sean.
Right. So. That's right. So we have between Bevelin and all these women, you know, this is a potential for a lot of fire. You're going to add Dr. Stella Emanuel to the mix. That is big. Oh, and then we have Colonel Phil Waldron. Everybody knows who he is. Speaking, cyber expert. I mean, where do we begin with him?
Yeah, I mean, there's so much to go through with his resume, but let's say he's a cyber expert working very closely with the election integrity and the audits right now. So very, very integral part from a field place for us.
All right, and Simona's getting in on, I mean, where's, there he is, George, you know, I guess for everybody, you know, this is George Papadopoulos's wife. Right? And
yes.
Now she's all of a sudden involved, and I had a chance to meet her as well. I mean, and we know, well, I mean, anything you want to tell us about Simona? Simona's getting in on it, right?
Simona's amazing. We love Simona. I mean, she is an amazing woman.
Yes.
Most people know of her as George's wife. She's also an incredibly intelligent and awake woman who is an attorney. She was a European Parliament attorney at one point. Really roped into the whole Russia hoax as a witness, and talk about being drugged through the mud. That couple has been drugged through the mud with anybody else. Simona obviously has a huge story. We're thrilled to have her on our stage.
And obviously, George Papadopoulos, same thing. I had a chance to meet him and speak to him about a lot of things. And I think it speaks for itself. His courage, what he's gone through, what they have gone through. And we covered stories a year or two ago, stuff that the deep state was trying to do with these. And they're still going strong. It's great to have them on board.
He wrote a fantastic book called Deep State Target. Yeah, where he talks about, you know, how everything, you know, came down during the Mueller investigation. Mm-hmm.
Right, he says.
Very, very, highly recommend you read it. It also goes into what happened with Joseph Mitzud and everything, how he was set up.
Right.
And, you know, George has become a very good friend to us, just like Simona. They're very, you know.
Amazing couple.
They're an amazing couple. In fact, our twin couple.
All right, and then we have Kurt Wiebe. Okay, let's keep going. Anything else?
Kurt Wiebe, big deal. I mean, he's like the godfather whistleblower. Before Assange, before Snowden, there was Kirk Wiebe and Bill Binney, and they were actually instrumental in creating the technology that the NSA now uses to weaponize against us, where, you know, they were able to read your texts and listen to your calls and all that stuff after the Patriot Act. But they whistleblowed on the NSA after that because of ethics. They were concerned about the ethics. So Kirk's going to come and speak about that. And that's going to blow many minds. He doesn't speak ever. I don't think he's ever spoke live in the United States.
We're honored to have him.
So it's a true honor. And we're going to try to get him in via phone if we can. Yeah.
Okay. So, and then there's David Harris Jr., you know, big Trump supporter.
Big Trump supporter.
Big MAGA guy, obviously.
He makes
a huge podcaster. he's been around for the past couple of years.
Many years,
This is the guy.
He started off on Facebook. Yeah. He was making all those videos on Facebook, and I used to watch him all the time.
Me too.
Wow, this guy's got such passion and zeal for the movement, and I absolutely love that.
I love his videos. He's always on a plane wearing these MAGA hats. These are like the funniest plane videos ever. So.
Kicked off for wearing a mask.
Yes. And he just said the interview with Donald Trump.
With, I think it was American Airlines he had an issue with.
Right.
Yes. And he didn't. Right. Yeah, he just interviewed Donald Trump. So
And then we
made it, you know.
Okay, so we have Sheriff Clark is even making it. That's a surprise.
Yep, Sheriff Clark will be joining us. And
I mean, talk about tough. He is tough as nails, but so much fire and passion. We're thrilled to have him there.
Oh, absolutely. I mean,
that'll be exciting. I love when he tears into people. Right. Yeah. I love and here we go. We have Jim and Ron Watkins. I guess we're getting towards the top here.
That is the top besides a couple of surprise speakers that will be there, and you do not want to miss that.
All right. Aside from these surprise guests.
And Ron Watkins. When John said that about Kurt Wiebe, he never speaks. That's the same with Ron Watkins. Code Monkey Z.
You guys
will be speaking in person at our event. All
there it is.
And,
so honored.
And
Code Monkey.
Right here, because he's here with us, guys.
There it is, people. Let us hear it for Code Monkey, ladies.
This is so cool, guys.
See, now that for my audience, folks, let us, now that we have Ron Watkins joining us, you know, I finally the audience is catching on. Artistic Rabbit says, Code Monkey, yay. Seven Quinn says, hey, Code Monkey. And, you know, Joe Five, everybody. So there it is, people. We are now, the first thing I want to do, Ron, is nice to meet you. Ron, now, what you don't know is that I have right here, I'm going to show my audience. Yeah, let me go on camera here. And you know, if you're looking at I have an article here that I talked about this on my members channel from several months ago. And it's an article that someone sent me from the LA Times discussing Into the Storm. And this is an HBO producer, right? This Mr. Cullen Hoback. And as I shared with my audience, according to Mr. Cullen Hoback, he figures out that Ron Watkins is QAnon somehow. So, but my audience knows, normally I have a laughing track, but I won't use it now because I have too many things going on. But there it is, people. According to Mr. Cullen Hoback, we have QAnon with us tonight. Laugh out loud.
Cullen, I hope you're watching. What's it? You got QAnon Ron.
So, you know, what's it feel like, Ron, to be QAnon? I mean, did you even know? When did you find out that you were QAnon?
All right, so, yeah, I found out about that after the movie came out.
There it is, people.
I saw the final episode a few days late, so I didn't even know until I saw the final episode.
Well, there it is. The mystery is solved.
It was a well-produced movie. It was pretty, like, the graphics and stuff were pretty cool.
Yeah. All right, people.
I gotta say, the production on that was fantastic.
We're kind of jealous of how good their production was. Amazing. But you know what? I think you really stumped Cullen when he asked you, well, at the end of that, he was totally defeated. That's all I can
say. Oh my God, that was the best part of that whole thing. Run through how that happened.
Well, yeah, like, we were supposed to do an ice climbing film. Like, we were going to go up to, like, an ice crag and, like, climb a waterfall or something and do a bit of, like, an interview up there. But because of the pandemic, international travel was not available at the time. And we just did it over, like, a Skype call. I believe it was Skype or maybe some other program like that, you know?
Yeah.
And Jitsi or something, you know? And towards the end, like, I was asking him, hey, did you ever figure out who Q is? And he's like, no, not really. And so so I thought, you know, it'd be funny, like, to just say something funny there. So I thought for a second, okay, I'll throw him a bone. And I gave him something that he could use in the movie, but I'm not Q at all.
Well,
so, are you guys disappointed?
I just threw him a bone, because, you know, the guy, he tried so hard. He spent 3 or 4 years on that, and he traveled the world. He met so many people. He thought he had me, but it's not me. I'm not cute. Sorry.
Well, you could let him know that Bernie at Truth and RTV is beyond amused. So was my audience in real time when all this came out. This was really a laughable moment. But all that, well, you know, look, all that aside, we know these people are, you know, these are scum. We know, obviously this was, they did all this. This was all planned out, obviously, what they did.
Oh, but let me tell you, though, I would never do a documentary for HBO. I would never, ever do that.
Okay. But, how about CBS? John didn't have a problem with CBS.
this was a bait and switch, actually.
Really?
Mr. Hoback, he was doing everything independently. It was, like, all going on his credit card, and he was traveling around, like, borrowing money and doing it independently. And he told me that the movie was going to be about, like, digital rights and free speech,
right,
and, like, how I was the admin of a free speech website.
Right.
Sorry, I signed on. Yeah, I'd help out a digital, like, a digital rights movie and independent director. Cool.
They snagged you in, bro.
Yeah, and they got me in, and then, but at the end, he signed on with HBO, and they brought in the, like, the big collaborative collaboratory directors. And then, yeah, wow. He threw me under the bus.
Wow, that, you know, okay, folks, there it is.
But
you know,
I'm quite humbled, actually. I mean, Q is such a, like, a powerful figure, and I'm quite humbled that someone would think I'm Q.
Right, all this for a LARP, huh?
Q. You promise?
I promise.
All this for a LARP, though, huh?
It's all for a LARP.
Isn't that
crazy? But I'm not Q, though.
Well, okay, well, yeah, thank you for...
So yeah. Colin's just waiting for Q to come out and say, I'm Q.
Well, I think the real Q would never, ever come out. There's too much...
That's right. Exactly. Q's obvious. Never, ever going
to... We wanted to hear you say that famous line. That'll never happen.
Yeah, that'll never happen.
Wait, folks, don't let them fool you. This is the same people that are now rolling out this woman from Facebook today, saying that, oh, I'm a whistleblower. Come on, folks. So none of this should surprise us. These are the same people. So, well, I will ask you this, Ron. I know you've done a lot of work already. You're as much a part of history as anybody else. Not only because, you know, you helped with Akun, and, you know, we will all be vindicated on these this online research project, but you've also helped with the, you know, with the forensic audit. And, you know, testifying, you know, well, at least with the Mike Lindell symposium, and you've contributed a lot to that. You want to, anything else you want to mention about that, you know, being a part of that? That was a big deal.
So back in November, like, I was one of the first people to realize that the election was stolen.
Right.
I was one of the first. And I got out there, and I just started reading the manuals and trying to figure out what the hell's going on. And eventually I got to the point where, wow, okay, there's a lot of ways to steal the election.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
So I started going through them one by one. And after a few days of that, Sidney Powell reached out to me and asked me to help her with the Kraken lawsuit.
How cool is that, guys?
Yeah,
that's amazing.
So I spent a good 20, 30, 40 hours maybe writing an affidavit for that.
Okay.
And I put down how I thought at the time based on what I read in their public manuals, how they could have stolen the election using their publicly available information.
Okay, we got the video going in and out.
I was vindicated.
There we go.
I was vindicated almost a year later. I was vindicated almost a year later when the Maricopa results came out, and a lot of the stuff I talked about was in the results. And leading up to the Maricopa audit, like, I was doing a lot of stuff to help out with election integrity and, like, building up support for the audits and trying to get people to understand exactly what's going on and getting information out that maybe other places might not, like, talk about. So I was really helping lots with election integrity in the past year. And I don't regret a minute of it. I would do it again if it has to be done again. But I hope it doesn't have to be done again.
No, this better
not have to be done. We have to fix the election now.
Yeah.
Yes, we do.
Because there's no 2024 if 2020 is still fucked up.
That's right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I agree. All three of you, there is no moving forward. And you guys all probably, I'm sure, have observed that at no point since the election steal, since January, at no point since Trump walked away has he said, yes, I will run in 2024. Never. Now he's all making up all these excuses as to why he won't. Now the latest one is Trump saying, you know, campaign laws. Can't tell you. Yeah, right. Trump knows it, and he said it all over and over again. There is no 2024 unless you fix 2020. Period.
Period. End of story.
End of story. And you guys have all contributed.
I'm doing everything I can to help fix 2020.
And we thank you. All right, folks, we have Ron Watkins, ladies and gentlemen, and we have QAnon John, and we have Queen Anon Amy. Let's wrap this up, but before we go, any final thoughts, starting with Amy?
Thank you, Bernie, and your audience for hosting us. You have a great audience, and it's been fun to be on here, so thank you for that. And then, and for your patience and your audience's patience with us last night. We would love to see you all in Las Vegas. Please look at our website to see more about the event, The Patriot.
The Patriot Voice the PatriotVoice.us.
We have so much in our head right now between the speakers and the website and the.
That's all right.
The PatriotVoice.us is where it's, you can
it's already
about the event and about tickets.
Yeah,
it's in the description box.
We're going fast, but we have a number of them, and we have done a total hotel buyout. It is at the Ahern Hotel. We'll put that out there. We've done a total buyout of that hotel, so that's important for people to know. Everything will take place there, and we've been able to secure a killer rate with the Ahern of $149 per night, which is really unheard of, and that weekend in Vegas especially.
Oh, it's amazing.
So we really hope people can make it, and just go to our website for more information.
Yeah.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, if you have any questions, post it now.
Wait, I have one more thing to say.
No, we're not going. We're going to get to you. Ron, we're going to get to you. We're not done. Right. You know, we're going to get to you in a second. But ladies and gentlemen, if you have questions about the event before we go to Ron, let us know. Post it on the chat. I will be taking a look at what you guys are saying in these final minutes, let me know. So while you guys are thinking of that, I'll take a look at the chat to see if there's any specific questions. To reiterate, it is a full buyout of the hotel. And you heard what Amy said. What is it, $149 a night? You said something like that?
Yes, right. with no resort fee, which you never see.
It's unheard of. And not only is it a full buyout, guys, but we have the place totally secure. We have multi-level security. Yes. So security is not going to be a concern.
Yes.
And it's armed security as well. So there's absolutely no need to worry about any kind of things going funky or anything like that. Plus, it's at the game room, which...
I have a question from the audience. Somebody wants to ask Ron. Ron, what do you think about Facebook? That's kind of a broad question.
Yeah.
But
So you remember a few days ago I was doing comms tests, and people are like, "What's going on with these comms tests, Ron?" And I had to make sure the channel would stay up when Facebook went down, because it's Red October and things are heating up. You know, people need to realize that things are really heating up now.
Right.
And we need to keep our head on a swivel and be very vigilant going forward.
It's going to be one hell of a month, huh?
It's going to be a hell of a month.
And it's going to bring us right in.
Oh, yeah.
Now, do you see activities in terms of justice? I mean, it's starting to... I mean, we have the Durham situation is unleashed. The enemy... I mean, we've got, like I've been telling people, we have Eric Trump trolling Hillary directly on Twitter with hashtag Durham. I mean, does it get any more Red October than that?
The Durham stuff is
very real.
It's very real, and it's moving very fast, actually, for what it is. It's essentially a treason. And you need to have everything in order before you can, pull the trigger on that.
That's right.
Right.
And he's crossing his T's and dotting his I's.
Yeah. Exactly. I played for my audience yesterday. This is what Kash Patel is telling everyone, that this thing takes years, but he's expecting within the next 6 months big things to go down.
I believe Hillary Clinton's going to have a very bad October.
Okay. All right. What about you, Ron? You think Hillary's going to have a good month or what?
Well, I think October's going to be... it's going to be pretty intense. So,
definitely.
So we need to really be focused and continue on election integrity to make sure that 2020 is fixed. Because
absolutely. The most important thing.
Yes.
It is by far.
Until that's fixed, nothing else is important. And sure, it's funny. It's going to be fun to see Hillary taken down. But does that really matter when 2020 is not fixed?
Exactly. This is where we are.
Is election integrity and getting people to stop taking the poison death jabs.
Yeah.
Right.
Two most important things. Everything else, really, guys, is noise. There's a lot of distractions, coming from the mainstream media. So make sure that you are vigilant about that.
That's right. Well, there it is, ladies and gentlemen. Any final words, Ron?
Yeah, I just wanted to say, in a few days, I'm going to be announcing some really, really huge thing that I'm working on.
Wow.
It's actually quite dangerous for me, so I'm being very quiet and in stealth mode, but I've been working on it for months now, and it's my way to double down and see what I can do to help fix the 2020 election. Awesome. And
how big is that?
I'm really going to do my best in this explosive announcement coming up soon.
Wow.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, maybe we'll leave it at that. Well, Amy, John, Ron, I really appreciate you guys coming on truthandarttv.com and coming on this Truth and Art TV live stream. I'm sure the audience appreciates you.
At John's event. At John's event, I'm going to have a second announcement that layers on top of my first one. It's going to be making minds blow, I promise.
It'll make headlines around the world.
Yes.
So stay tuned.
There it is, people. How big is that? Ron letting us know that not only is something big coming in a couple days, but then at the event in a few weeks is going to be another part to it. And
that's right.
Can I say you heard it here first on Truth and Art TV? You know
that's
that
right, you, did.
You know that Alex Kaplan is not gonna be happy about this. all right. All right, my friends, God bless you. God bless all three of you. I really appreciate you coming on.
Thank you for having us.
God bless you, brother.
All right. There it is, ladies and gentlemen. Three patriots that love this country. And, you know, we're going to see the culmination of all of this with this event, the Double Down event. There it is, the Truth and Art TV special report tonight. All right, God bless you, folks. What do you guys think? Let's see. Somebody is saying thank you. All right. A lot of people are saying thank you. Karen 45 is saying awesome. Joe 5 says God bless you all. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, that is it for tonight. Don't forget the event. Don't forget to join me. Again, a lot of exciting things, right? That was pretty exciting, right? And what we'll do, you know, we have an extended long version. You know, this was supposed to happen yesterday, but God stepped in and we have more of a blessing, right? With Ron Watkins joining us tonight, Code Monkey letting us know big things are happening. Amy and John backing that up, saying a lot of big things are happening. I hope that you could feel it in the air. The point of all this, ladies and gentlemen, is, you know, that for us to get together and for us to encourage each other, and, you know, they don't want that, right? 1776 Red Pill says, thanks, being the real Trump token developers on. Well, okay. Let's see here. And somebody says, I love this information. So there it is, people. It's precious information. Share this information with someone you know. All right? And we'll leave it at that. Somebody said, Code Monkey is giving hope. Exactly, people. And, you know, and I've got to meet a lot of the people on the list of what we're going to see here in Vegas. So consider that, and we'll leave it at that, right? God bless you all. We will wrap up tonight. I'll leave you guys with Serenity. Like I said, folks, get the information out. And, you know, if you have any questions, post your questions, you know, get it to John and Amy in the future. But consider, ladies and gentlemen, coming out. It's going to be a great event. God bless you all. It's been a great evening. And, ladies and gentlemen, again, I'll see you folks next time. Right? All right. Same time tomorrow, 9:30. All right. God bless. See you tomorrow. Thank you.